So this will be Aeneid Book 2, lines 585 to 593. All right, so we had just gotten done with the fact that he knows that there's no glory in harming a woman, but he says this victory has praise. Okay, so Tommen, still, nevertheless, yet, lauda bor, I will be praised, exting sissy to have extinguished the nephos, the unspeakable thing, the unholy thing. He's referring to Helen as nephos. So I will be praised to have extinguished the unspeakable thing and to have some sissy to have exacted Morrente's buenas, deserving penalties, deserving punishments. Que uabit, and it will help explessi to have filled animu, my soul. Ultricus famam, with the glory of vengeance. This is right here, you can see from your notes, there's the obolos that basically says this phrase or word has been corrupted. So we're not exactly sure if that's famam or flamam. It could be, it will help to have filled my soul with the flame of vengeance, with the glory of vengeance. And either way, we do know that it's exacting vengeance. And it will help Satiase to have satisfied Cineres, the ashes, maorum, of my people. Talia yaktabam, always tossing out such things. So he's just basically like talking to himself. I was tossing out such things. Feribar, and I was carrying myself. I was burying myself. Friatamente, with a frenzied mind. Okay, now here's where his mother's going to show up. Cum mihi se obtulit alma parens. When my dear mother presented herself to me. Non ante oculis tam clara, not before so clear to my eyes. Videndam, to be seen. So she presented herself to me to be seen. Not before so clear to my eyes. And refulsit, she shone, she glittered, per noctum through the night, in pura luce, in pure light, in bright light. Confessa deam, having revealed herself as a goddess. And qualisque, videre cae licolis et quanta solit. And in such a way, and how great, she's accustomed to be seen by the divinities, by the gods. That Kylie is the sky and Colis is inhabitants. So literally by the inhabitants of the sky. So what in the world does this mean? So qualis is the nature, the sort, and quanta is the size. Because a lot of times whenever you see gods and myths, they don't look like humans necessarily. They have this aura about them. And a lot of times they're represented as being much bigger than humans. So that's what this saying here, having revealed herself as a goddess and of the sort and of this, how great the size, she's accustomed to be seen by the gods. And prehensum dextra, and having grabbed me by the hand, by the right hand, she continued, she restrained me. Okay. So she restrained me, having been grabbed by the right hand. And she added, I did it hike. She added these things in super, besides, in addition. Rosea ore from her rosy, her pink mouth. So basically, this is kind of representing him as having raised his sword and about to rush at Helen. And she grabs him by the right hand and she's going to calm him down. And it's like she's trying to get through to him. So she appears to him as the goddess, not just as his mother. All right, so going back to, let's see, A585 and coming forward. So still, I will be praised to have extinguished the unholy thing and to have exacted deserving punishments, and it will help to fill my soul with the flame of vengeance and to have satisfied the ashes of my people. I was tossing out such things, and I was carrying on with a frenzied mind when my dear mother presented herself to me to be seen, not before so clear to my eyes, and she glittered through the night in bright light, having revealed herself as a goddess, and of what sort and how great she is accustomed to be seen by the gods. And she restrained me, having been seized by the right hand. And she added these things in addition from her rosy mouth.